Time to take a look at your rock news. Starting off with El Estendo. Stained. To my mother. Going to be celebrating the release of their new album, The Illusion of Progress, with a private show in Times Square at the Hard Rock Cafe on August 19th. Stained guitarist Mike Mashock revealed in an online posting that tour mates Hinder will actually be taking a break from the tour. Do you want to know why, Tank?
Yes.
Why would a rock band take a break from a tour? What do you think? Why?
Rehab? I don't know. What?
Okay. Rehab. And survey said? Okay. Rehab was the number one guest answer.
Okay.
But the correct answer is actually tying the knot.
They're stopping the tour for that?
Yeah. Front man Austin Winkler can't wait till the end of the tour. Apparently, she's holding out to her wedding day. At least that's my speculation. But I might be closer to the truth than we know. So that's why Hinder's going to be taking a quick break from the tour. Meanwhile, another week, another Smashing Pumpkins related lawsuit. Billy Corgan has now sued a Chicago filmmaker. I sue you. He chronicled the making of Billy Corgan's solo album, The Future Embrace, and the tour. Now, according to reports, Corgan says the suit that Lester Cohn's footage was completely unsatisfactory. I did not like it. I will not pay for this.
Unsatisfactory.
You see how he held the camera there? He used his hands. Sorry. I digress. So he's seeking $100,000. Yeah. Plus, he wants all the video that was shot by Cohn of him between 2003 and 2005. Oh, Billy. Okay, now Metallica, let's get into the Boys in Black here. Metallica is continuing to march toward the release of their new album, Death Magnetic. It's coming out in September, man. We're getting close. Why? Because we're now in August. You see how that works? September is just around the corner. Well, the band has already shot a video for what they're calling the first single, a song called The Day That Never Comes. Meanwhile, the band has added two more tour dates to the calendar. September 12th, Berlin. September 15th, in London. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Why not Los Angeles? Yeah. You know? Come on, Irvine would be nice. I mean, I'd even go as far as San Diego. Here's the deal, though. They've only got that one-day Ozfest booking. Dallas, August 9th. And again, there, thank you, Ozzy and Sharon, for not making Ozfest a traveling circus this year. That is your rock news.
Jace Edwards radio program. Your morning will never be the same.
Okay, it's 6:57. Let's take a look at what it's like traffic-wise. Tank, what do we got going on, man? So far,